It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan.
And me, Byron.
Every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m. Where we'll have music to uplift your spirit.
Fellowship to revive your soul.
And an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived.
Kurt FM, your kasi, your stasi. Good morning, good morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, and forget not all his benefits, who healeth thy diseases, who crowneth thy life with loving kindness. You are tuned into the gospel on this Sunday morning. Good morning, good morning. God bless you. Shalom to you, Brother Byron. How are you, sir?
Hi, good morning, Brother Jonathan. All blessed today. Excited for the show. You know, I'd like to greet everybody in that wonderful name of Jesus Christ and with his unconditional love, you know. And today on the show, my brother, we're excited. We got a great lineup for the family that has tuned in. And hey, if it's your first time tuning in, I just want to say a special welcome to you. And thanks for tuning in to the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely. So praise the Lord. It is the 14th of February. And I think we know what that means.
Yeah. So, like, say happy Valentine's Day, mate, bro.
Anything
funny, Valentine's.
Valentine's.
love it.
Fam, you're tuned into the gospel. We are so, so excited to be here. And the reason we are mentioning that is van vandag is mos maar Valentine's Day. So, vandag se gospel show gaan hoofsaaklik oor
liefde.
You guessed it.
What's so important? The love of God.
The love of God. The love of God. Yes. Look, God doesn't just love, God is love. And I was just thinking, Brother Byron, it's unfortunate, but I think the best description any poetry or literature has ever recorded when it comes to love is 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Definitely.
There's never been a song, poem, dissertation, thesis, or anything of that sort that has basically superseded the description of love that 1 Corinthians gives.
Yes, definitely. And it describes it so amply, you know, and it breaks it down for you in terms of what is love. Love is kind. Love is, you know, does not keep a record of of wrongs and so forth. Yeah, definitely. That is it. And there's so many scriptures as well, you know, that we can look at in terms of, you know, what love is, the love of God. You know, John 3:16, you know, who is popular. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Hallelujah.
You know, for those who believe we will not perish but have eternal life. So it's like, you know, it's amazing, like this past week, you know, being busy and doing all of that, but yet in the back of my head I can say, Brother Jonathan, is that I just had this, the love of God. By God's grace are here. You know, it's like God was speaking to me in terms of, hey, he's gonna do an exceptional thing today in the lives of everybody who's tuned in, and in the lives of our community, you know, and South Africa. Definitely.
Very, very profound, the very scripture that you were quoting there, St. John 3:16, it says that whosoever believes in him should not perish. So, yes, family, this is the gospel. My name is Jonathan Olsen, together with my brother, Byron Veldman. I am exceptionally glad to be back this morning. Thank you for julle wat gesê het, julle het my verlang.
Ja.
En vir julle wat niks gesê het, julle het my verlang, maar julle, you're too much of a hater to tell me. I know. I'm kidding. It's just good to be back on the airways. And ek dank die Here. I heard somebody say, between 2020 and 2021, there is no such thing as a flu. It is COVID. And I thank God that it was not that.
Yes.
And within 2 or 3 days, met bikkie flu. Bra, medisyne is duur.
Ja. Yo, as jy nie medies het nie, is 'n ander story. And you have to get it, you know? Yeah,
you
so
have to get
you
it.
You have to. You can't say, nee, ek gaan nie.
Die mense wie die huis wil, brood en butter en bacon en wie, jy sal maar moet doen wat jy moet doen.
Ja, definitief.
Family, want to start this off right, so I'm going to ask my brother Byron to open in prayer for us, and then we'll play the first song about the love of God after that. Word FM, Yoka, see your stasi, brother Byron.
Let's all bow our heads right there where you are. Father God, we come before you, my dear Lord. Yes, we thank you so much for your unconditional love this morning, O Heavenly Father. We give you praise. We give you all the honor and all the glory, Heavenly Father. Yes, thank you that you are with us. Thank you for reminding us on this day, O God, that your love is kind, O God. Amen. My dear Lord, I thank you so much this morning as we come before you with grateful hearts for everybody who's tuned in. I want to thank you for our spiritual oversight this morning, our pastors, our priests, our evangelists, O God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for you to be with them. And thank you so much that you have given them the capacity, Heavenly Father, to do what you have called them to. And my dear Lord, today also I lift up the community of Easter, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let your love be spread, O God. Yes, my dear Lord, let it move from household to household, from heart to heart, O Heavenly Father. And this morning, let us get refreshed in knowing that you do love us, and your love does not change, my dear Lord. My dear Lord, we thank you. And we worship you, and we're careful to give you all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Brother Byron, thank you for a powerful prayer. It's just gone after 7:05. It's 7 minutes after 7. Good morning. God bless you. Enjoy the love of God this morning. Here's C.C. Winans with one of my all-time favorites. It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit,
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived. Good FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Yes, yes, family, this is the gospel on Poort FM, your Kasi's favorite gospel show. My name is Jonathan Olsen, Byron Feldman with me, my brother. Yes. We are absolutely honored to be with you on this Valentine Sunday morning.
Yes, definitely. You know, it's such an honor and a privilege for us, you know, as we always echo, that we are really grateful and humbled, you know, to be on this platform and for God to be able to, you know, use us, and especially also, you know, our guests are coming in with that exciting lineup that we have today.
Yeah, what's the menu for today?
The menu for today. Well, our theme is like power couples in ministry.
Yes,
definitely. And what we have lined up for you is the prayer request. It's our triple play, and also
the testimony hour.
The testimony hour.
Don't forget that. So please, 064-119-6071. That's where you can engage us. Please send us a scripture, whatever scripture you have concerning love, maybe your favorite verse concerning love. And then I saw something nice on Facebook yesterday. I follow Kiera Sheard on Facebook, and she put on there in one word. So she just put there, God is, met the beletselteken. Ek weet nie wat the beletselteken in Engels is there.
Ellipsis dot.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
So she had that there. God is, ellipsis, blah, blah, blah. So then you just give your one word. And the thing that came to me is love is.
Love is,
and, well, A is not a word, so I said a verb. Love is a verb. And Jesus Christ is the expression of the love of the invisible God. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen
so,
to that,
so
yeah.
That's where we're at, man.
Definitely, I love it what you're saying, that it is a verb, it's a doing word,
it's
you know.
Doing
it's
word.
Not something that we just say and just put out there. We have to put action behind it.
Love is an
it.
Action.
Yes, it's an action word. So today, what is that action going to be to you who have tuned in? Are you going to show some love to the man of God? When you make your way to church or,
on,
you know, when
on.
You are tuned in, I think that is very important. And that is, you know, God has laid that on my heart as well, that we really need to get into that. And also, you know, people doing ministry within your church, you know, your neighbors, you know, your kids, you know, your auntie Vadaso, you know, let's spread the love today.
Yes, family. So let's do that because love is an action. That we had C.C. Winans there without love. And that's exactly what 1 Corinthians 13 says. Though I have the gift of prophecy. And I know all the mysteries, if I do not have love, I am nothing. So look, I am super excited because it's forced me to think about the love of God. And one of the reasons I got here after 6:30 was because I got carried away while praying this morning.
Yes.
You know, and then when I saw it, it was time, like, yo, I should have been out of the shower by now. But, you know, we think of the love of God. It's expressed in so many ways, but the main way is in that man, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I'm going to play you now one of our locals from Cape Town, Euclid Jacobs, with Love Me Less. It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit,
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired,
motivated, and revived.
Good FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful song there by Euclid Jacobs. Nothing I can do can make you love me less. What an awesome God we serve. That he does that, Brother V, it's absolutely awesome to know that, man.
Yes, definitely. The unconditional, and we're just going to echo it, because there are no conditions, terms and conditions, as ek mag so sê, jy weet aan die liefde wat die Here vir jou het. Nee. You know, so sometimes we might find yourself doubting in that, whatever situation you might find yourself, and you might question the love of God, but today, God willing, by God's grace, you will find that you will be reminded that his love is there, his love embraces you, whatever situation, his love is consistent. And the word of God also says in 1 Peter 4, 7 to 8, it says, dear friends, let us love one another.
Mm.
You know, because love comes from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And whoever does not have love does not know God, because God is love. God is love. And that is it. And that's as we said earlier on, it's an action word.
Yes.
You
yes,
know,
yes.
So yes, are we spreading the love of God? Because well, God lives in us.
Amen. It's important, family, you know, Brother B. We can give without loving. That's what my father taught me, Isaac Olson. You can give without loving. You can give grudgingly. You can give out of obligation. But you can never love without giving.
Yes.
You can give without loving, but you can never love without giving.
Without giving,
And that's just what it is. Julle moet nou net stadig kom dat julle wat dink ek praat van offerings, ons gaan nie nou 'n offering doen nie.
Wat hy moet met 'n rangie keer te stil.
So no. We just saying, you cannot love without giving. Give your time.
Yes.
Give your undivided attention. You know, give yourself.
Yes.
You know, children want your presence and not your presence. You know, your family needs that. That's what we need. We sometimes do what we do when we have pain. You know, pain is your body or your brain sending you a signal of something that's not right. So the responsibility it places on you, the manager of the temple or the body, you have to investigate what the cause of that pain is. Yes. But so many times, especially with headaches, we don't look at what the cause is that triggers it. And so we just drink a Panado or Edgardol and you know, all these things, Maybulin and Suan Grandpa. So, you know, we shut down what the body's trying to tell us instead of engaging and looking what it is that's causing that.
Wow.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, that's deep. Now that you're mentioning it, you have
to spend time.
Yes.
You have to spend
definitely,
time.
Definitely, you know.
So
we have to really, like as you say, you know, spend time, be there for the family. I mean, yesterday I was at home and you know, preparing for the show and doing some work and stuff like that. But then I had to like jump in because of the love of family in terms of some chores and duties that we needed to do and stuff like that. And that ended up being the whole day. And it was done because of the love, that love that you have for your family, you know, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your aunt and everything. Whatever it is, it does not have to be finances. And as well as spread the love with the gifting that God has given you.
Absolutely.
You know, you might have that gifting of ministering to people, that gifting, you know, of song. Yvette was in his studio and had multi-talented, multi-gifted, you know, but yes, definitely. And giving of your all out of love, you know, towards what God has called you for.
Absolutely, family. So I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with Brother Byron. What you have, give. Somebody says love isn't love until you've given it away.
Yes.
It isn't love until you've given it away. So yeah, 064-119-6071. Please engage us. Love is according to you. Please give us your rendition, your understanding, and you send us to that 064-119-6071. Also, please make sure you like our Facebook page, Poort FM, and then also on IG.
IG, ja, daar gaat ons nou, daar is Instagram ook in ons, man. Yes, and on IG and as well as on Twitter as well. And also download our app. It's so easy to listen, to tune in. Is after you've downloaded it on the Play Store. It's just a matter of opening the app and pressing listen.
Amen.
Then you're tuned in.
Family, let's do that. So coming up still, we have the devotion. It's going to be done by a pastoral couple. If you haven't seen the flyer yet, we're going to have a pastoral couple come in to do the devotion for us this morning. And then after that, we'll have the prayer requests still, the triple play still to come. Yes. And then we'll also have another power couple coming in after 9 to also speak about the love of God, and God is love. So yes, family, it's just after 25 past 7. It's almost 27 minutes past 7. So asaf van die groot mense in luister vanmôre, baie dankie dat julle saam met ons is. And to all of you who are tuned in, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We love you and we appreciate you. So here's one for the old timers. It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit,
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived.
Poort FM, your kasi, your stasi. Indeed, your kasi, your stasi. You are tuned in to the gospel on Poort FM. We are so happy to be with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And amen, we are here, Brother Byron and myself. And our first couple have arrived, and we call it a power couple. Mense wat saam die Here dien.
Saam die Here dien. En ek dink mense wat so baie opoffer, jy weet, van hulle tyd, familie tyd, jy weet, om die mense van die Here te dien. Te bedien. Dat is bedien, ja, ja.
Dien die Here, ons bedien die
mense. Bedien die mense. Daar gaat ons, daar sê, daar
sê. So we have in studio with us, amen, the secretary of the Eastern Ministers Fraternal, Pastor Danny Matthys, along with his beautiful wife, nog 'n ma van my, Pastor Jackie Matthys, die Here seën baie, baie, baie hartlik welkom vir julle hier vanmôre.
Goeiemôre julle. Good morning, listeners. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Goeiemôre luisteraars en Byron en Jonathan. En baie dankie vir die geleentheid wat ons het om hier te kan wees en die gemeenskap van Eersteres te kan bedien vanoggend met die woord van God.
Absolutely, we are so honored that you have accepted. Dankie dat julle die uitnodiging aanvaar het. So sonder enige verdere uitstel probeer, unless jy nog 'n ding het om te sê.
Ja, nee, ek wil net vir pastoor compliment op die suit wat pastoor aan het. Jy weet, as daai enetjie soos pastoor gesê het, jy weet wat 'n mens nou moet uitkry, jy weet, as 'n opportunity kom en dan, you know, you make use of it, hey? En natuurlik, Pastor Jackie, looking beautiful as well. Absolutely. Thank you so much, you know, yet again for coming through. Pastor Danny, over to you.
Thank you very much. Baie dankie. Geliefdes, dit is inderdaad 'n dag van liefde. Valentynsdag. Die trend het mos geword dat dit die dag is waarop mense van mekaar liefde bewys, koppels en so aan. Maar ons weet dat God se liefde is nie bound tot 'n specific day of an opportunity or a specific opportunity nie. God se liefde is daar vir ons te alle tye. Vanoggend wil ek graag vir u lees 'n welbekende skrif, 1 Korintiërs 13, maar ek wil het graag lees uit The Passion Translation uit, want het net vir my 'n ander perspektief gegee. It just gave me a different perspective. So, let's read. The heading there is Love, the Motivation of Our Lives. It says, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding going or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, yet, let me start all over. Let me start from the beginning. Apologies. If I were to speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in the heavenly tongues of angels, yet I didn't express myself with love, my words would be reduced to the hollow sound of nothing more than a clanging cymbal. Wow. And if I were to have the gift of prophecy with a profound understanding of God's hidden secrets, and if I possessed unending supernatural knowledge, and if I had the greatest gift of faith that could move mountains, but have never learned to love, then I am nothing. And if I were to be so generous as to give away everything I owned to feed the poor and to offer my body to be burned as a martyr without the pure motive of love, I would gain nothing of value. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. Love never stops loving. It extends beyond the gift of prophecy, which eventually fades away. It is more enduring than tongues, which will one day fall silent. Love remains long after words of knowledge are forgotten. Our present knowledge and our prophecies are but partial. But when love's perfection arrives, the partial will fade away. When I was a child, I spoke about childish matters, For I saw things like a child and reasoned like a child. But the day came when I matured and I set aside my childish ways. For now we see but a faint reflection of riddles and mysteries, and thou reflected in the mirror, but one day we will see face to face. My understanding is incomplete now, but one day I will understand everything, just as everything about me has been fully understood. Until then, there are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. Yet love surpasses them all. So above all else, let love be the beautiful prize for which you run.
Amen.
Tot zover die skriflesing. Nou, dierbares, soos jy kan hoor, dis a ander, it's a different version in a different perspective. And that gives me, it gives me great pleasure to actually bring this short sermon. You see, God's love is unconditional. And as we say, God is love. And we had a daily devotion in January where we actually talked about that God's love is unconditional, and that we shouldn't allow any circumstance or prevalent issues to actually cause us to forget or to sometimes get into a mindset that you lose trust in God. So ons kan weet dat die Here se liefde is vir ewig. Jy weet, ons besef dat God se liefde conditions daaraan, is no conditions attached. Maar toch is God, die woord van die Here leer ons, God is 'n jaloerse God. So wanneer ons in sy liefde vir ons surpass everything. En as ons vanoggend kan staan, jy weet, ek en my vrou, ons is nou Desember het ons 25ste huweliksherdenking gevier. En verlede maand hier in Januarie, die 24ste, het ons mekaar 29 jaar geken. So, dis 'n leeftyd, en toch is God se liefde al van voor, before the ends of time, before even creation, was God se liefde daar vir een en elkeen van ons. So, as ons so staan, dan kan ons besef dat die liefde is nie iets wat jy in 'n box kan sit nie. En liefde is 'n action, is 'n action word. Ons moet liefde bewys, en ons moet altyd liefde vir mekaar hê. En ek wil net een versie nog met u deel, wat vir my so mooi uitgekom het. Dit sê daar in Romeine 12 vers 10, in Romans 12 vers 10, het sê, be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another. That is the Passion Translation. And then in the NIV it says, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves. So ons sien dat dit nie 'n selfish act is nie. Dis 'n gawe om te share, soos God sy liefde met ons share. So ek wil net vir Pastor Jackie ook 'n geleentheid gee om net vir ons ietsie te sê ook daar.
Ek wil net vanoggend aansluit by Pastor Dani van hoe groot God se liefde is. En ek sê gister vir hom, the greatest love story is the story of the cross.
Yes.
John 3 verse 16. Yes. God gave his son so that ons nie verlore mag gaan nie. En vir my gaan God se liefde daaroor dat you have to experience the love of God. Jy kan John 3 verse 16 lees, but if you've never experienced the love of God, it will just be verses. Dit sal net vir jou woorde wees wat in die Bybel staan. As ek 'n stukkie uit my lewe kan deel. Ek was by 'n vrouekamp en my lewe was op daai stadium baie deurmekaar, John. En op 'n Sondagoggend is daar 'n diens nou vir die vrouens wat daar is. En almal bid en sommige gaan aan die lag en anders gaan aan die huil en ek bid en op 'n stadium voel ek iemand soen my op my wang. En dit is soos 'n wind wat verby my gaan. En ek bid, ek voel dit vir die tweede keer. Nou kyk ek, maar hier's net een man, 'n wit man, in hierdie saal waar ons vrouens is. Ja. Nou, hoekom sal die man vir my op my wang soen?
Ja.
En hy kom vir 'n derde keer verby, die wind in hierdie soen op my wang, en agterna besef ek, dit was die Heilige Gees wat daai oggend vir my kom soen het op my wang. En vir my kom oortuig het van sy liefde. Want God se liefde, vir alles 'n mens deur swart tye gaan, question ons die liefde van God. Maak nie saak wie jy is nie. As jy deur 'n swaar tyd gaan, question jy, where is God in this?
Yes.
Where is God? Yeah, where is His love? Maar die mooie ding van God is sy woord, wat ons altyd kan opstaan. Een vers wat vir my altyd bybly is, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. En dit spreek duidelik van God se liefde, en wie God is. Ek het vanoggend geluister toe julle toe praat oor die liefde, en selfs toe Dani ook aansluit by julle, sonder dat julle weet, hy sê liefde moet oorgaan in action. We have to show love to one another. Dit maak nie saak of ons vir die armes kos gee, of ons vir mense geld gee, of ons wat doen nie. As het nie met liefde gepaard gaan nie, dan is het van geen nut nie. En ons sal nooit mekaar perfectly lief kan hê, soos wat die Here vir ons lief is nie. It's only God's love that is perfect and that is precious. En ek wil vanoggend die gemeenskap van Eersteris bemoedig, dat God lief is vir u, die grootste sondaar. God is lief vir jou. God is lief vir ons almal. Maak nie saak waar deur ons gaan nie. Of jy dink God is nie lief vir jou nie. God is lief vir jou. En Romeine 8 sê, niks kan ons skei van die liefde van God nie. Nie dood nie, nie sonde nie, nie dieptes nie, nie breedtes nie. Absoluut niks kan ons skei van die liefde van God nie. En ek wil vir elke een vanoggend sê wat na ons luister en my stem kan hoor. God is lief vir u. In ons donkerste omstandighede is God daar vir ons. As ek nog een ding kan deel, John, toe my ma afgesterf het op 'n Saterdagoggend, dit was die eerste ding wat ek gevra het. Where is this God that says he loves me? Where is this God that he can hurt me so much? En ek weet in hierdie tye wat dit so swaar gaan, ons verloor ons families. Mense verloor hulle werke. Families word uitmekaar uitgeskeer. Jy verloor 'n ma, jy verloor 'n pa, jy verloor 'n suster, jy verloor 'n broer. En baie van ons mense sit met hierdie vraag. Waar is God in al hierdie dinge? Waar is die liefde van hierdie God wat ons dien? Maar God is immovable. God word die...
Amen.
God bly wie hy
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
Ons gedagtes hardloop met ons rond. Maar God bly wie hy is en wat sy woord sê hy is. Hy is lief vir ons en dit sal nooit verander nie. En dis hoekom sy seun vir ons gesterf het op die kruis. Sodat ons 'n ewige lewe saam met hom kan hê. En ek wens vir elke een om God se liefde te kan ervaar. So ek het geluister toe jy sê, Byron, hierdie week het jy net die grace en die liefde van God ervaar. Dat elke een het moet ervaar. Jy moet kan spreek uit ervaring uit hoe God se liefde. Ja. Weet jy, as ek sit in 'n preek waar iemand praat oor God se liefde, dan dit loop my trane, because I know where I come from.
Yes.
En waar God vir my uitgehaal het om sy liefde te kan ervaar. Amen.
Amen.
Jy weet, dierbares, ek luister so, maar as ons sien hoe wonderlik God is. Jy weet, ek het 'n oom geken wat sy lewensexperiences altyd geshare het met ons. En hy het byvoorbeeld genoem dat wanneer jy en jou geliefde, hy sê wanneer julle ons mekaar ontmoet, as dit verliefdheid, en dit gaan later oor in liefde. En soos die jare verloop, as julle nou hier 50 jaar plus en so getroud is, dan is dit mos nou al die ouderdom is ook nou al nie meer so, is nou al teen julle. Hy sê dan later, dan is nie meer liefde of verliefdheid of enigie, dan raak het jammerte. Maar toch is ons is aan mekaar verbind deur die goddelike band as ons in 'n huwelik staan. En ons kan ook weet dat, jy weet, selfs die vrug van die gees, die eerste eienskap wat dit daarmee het, is liefde. It talks about love. En dit is waar dit inkom, dat ons kan nie die liefde goedkoop maak. Dit moet opreg wees. Jy weet, dit sê daar in Romans 12 vers 9, sê dat love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. So dat is constant choices wat ons moet maak. En ons moet waak, soos ek altyd sê, ons moet waak dat jy om 'n rol te speel. Jy weet, as jy 'n rol speel, dan act jy. En as jy act, kan jy in Amerika, sê ek altyd, dan kan jy 'n Oscar wen. En miskien is dit controversieel, ek sê, en as jy weet wat met Oscar in Suid-Afrika gebeur. So as jy nie, if you are not true to yourself, dan sal jy sal 'n windbol wees. Mense gaan nie kan vir jou vertrou vir wat jy sê nie. En hulle sal nie die sincerity in jou action kan sien nie. En daarom sê ek baie keer, as ons so lank getroud is, jy weet hierdie 29 jaar ken en 25 jaar getroud, dan raak ons dalk later so gewoond aan mekaar, dat die mense nie altyd vir mekaar sê, ek is lief vir jou, ek waardeer jou. En jy is amper al, as jy weer seker, daar is so baie expectations. En toch is die mens nie altyd daar, dat jy jou liefde uitlewe op 'n manier, en toch ook sê, allemaal toch maar nodig om te hoor, hoe lief is die een vir die ander een. So ek wil net nog encouragement gee daar vir die getroudes, en from the marriage side, een skrif wat sê, in Song of Solomon, uit, dat sê, set me as a zeal upon your heart, as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If a man offered for love all the wealth of his house, he would be utterly despised. So liefde het no limits, het no boundaries. En dit is waarom ons kan staan op die liefde van God. Jy kan dit in 'n boks plaas nie. You can't even imagine it. You can't even with menslike verstand comprehend nie. You can't comprehend it with our carnal minds. En dit is waarom ons altyd net kan die Here so dankbaar wees dat hy sy liefde vir ons so groot is dat dit nimmer eindigend is. En ons sal altyd, we'll always fall short of that love, that ultimate love. Mm. But we can always strive to love as best as we can. Amen.
Amen.
Ek sal net graag op my beurt een gebed wil doen vir ons in vir hierdie dag. En toe jy vir ons die boodskap stuur, sê jy die maand van liefde. En ek het daar nie van die boring mense wat die Valentine celebrate nie. We believe in everyday love. So, kom ons bid net saam, dierbares. Ons Hemelse Vader, Here, dis vanoggend met dankbare harte wat ons die troon nader. Net vir u opregte kom dankie sê vir u liefde vir ons. Dankie, Here, dat ons vanoggend kan weet dat niks ons kan skei van u liefde nie. Dat u liefde vir ons as u kinders nooit verander nie. En dat u vir ons deurdra deur elke swaar situasie in ons lewe. Maak nie saak hoe donker dit is nie, Here, of het vir ons donker lyk nie. U is daar en u is 'n lig op ons pad.
Yes.
Ek kom bid, Here, dat u elke een vanoggend sal seën en dat u liefde in ons harte sal kom plaas, Here, en dat ons nooit sal ophou om te probeer om lief te hê soos wat u lief hê nie. Ons sal nooit volmaak kan wees wat u liefde aan betref nie, Here. Maar met u en met u hulp en met die Heilige Gees, we can strive to become what you are. Bless us, Lord. Bless our people. Bless our city. Bless eersteres. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Ek sal dalk net in my closing wil sê, to love is simply about caring for one another. And put each other's interest first. Jy weet, in ons huwelik het ons geleer dat as ons mekaar se belange op die hart dra en eerste stel, dan sal die konflik ook baie minder wees. So dis belangrik dat ons moet leer om mekaar te ken en mekaar se belange. Jy weet, wat is vir die ander een belangrik? Want as ek daarna strewe om Jackie se belange te dien en sy doen vice versa, dan sal ons nie gaps wees nie. Want ons albei se behoeftes is in so mate vervul. En wederzijdse respect, dis seker die belangrikste. En so, ons eer die Here vir die pad wat hy saam met ons gestap het. En ons kan allemaal encourage, ons kan ander daar buiten encourage. Wees eerlik. Wees eerlik in alles wat jy doen. Want sodra jy toelaat dat daar dingetjies insglip wat 'n brug kan bou, dan raak dit stapel op. En later kan jy nie die vicious cycle uitkom nie. So, wees eerlik, wees openbloot, en dat is nie altyd makkelijk nie, maar vra vergifnis, wanneer jy weet, jy het gefouteer, en wees lief vir mekaar.
Yes.
Mag die Here jy reiklik sien.
Amen.
Pastoor, wow, baie wijse woorde daar so, en dit is nie net daar buiten nie, maar dit is, jy weet, sal hy sê practical stuff, and I love what you said also, Pastor Danny, jy sê, staan op die liefde van die Here. You know, and we've really got to stand on it for everybody who's out there. And also, Pastor Jackie, what you said, the greatest love story is of the story of the cross, you know. And that is so awesome that we really gonna be refreshed today. If you are tuned in, surely you will be refreshed, because I tell you what, you feel the love in studio right here. Hey Brother Jonathan,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's
I want to commend Pastor Jackie and Pastor Danny. They are always such a fountain of wisdom. And I hope that our listeners also encouraged. Poorties, ek hoop julle het self ook vir hulle geniet. En ek hou van die weergawe, bro Byron, to give my input there. What is that? The passion
translation.
Yeah. Daar's 'n spesifieke sin of 'n gedeelte van 'n sin wat sê, if I have not learned to love. So ek wil by dit sê, jy weet, ons gaan skool toe, ons gaan verwerf 'n goeie education. Sommige van ons spandeer 16 jaar in skool, anders van ons 20 of 19 jaar in skool, afhangend van hoe lank jou graad jou vat. Ek bedoel die graad, die postgrad. Of jy nou die graad herhaal nie, I'm talking about mense wat verder. we spend so much time into laying a proper foundation for education, and you know, parents also, and in no way am I downplaying it, but I do think perhaps I want to challenge us all that we also actively work on it to teach our children to love.
Yes.
I think we find ourselves, it's so ironic that it's vandaag Valentine's Day, and so now the topic is open for discussion. So I think we find ourselves in a loveless situation. And it's toch maar wat die woord van die Here sê, in the last days, because of abounding iniquity, the love of many shall wax cold. Ons harte het so koud geword teenoor mekaar, you know. But even that, as Pastor Jackie said, niks kan ons skei van die liefde van Jesus nie. So as ons kan optree uit en deur die liefde van Jesus teenoor mekaar, dan behoort dinge 'n bietjie beter te gaan. So I think that's my challenge to all of us, especially given the word that we got today. Let's teach the children whom we have influence over to love, because the Bible says in that translation, al ken ek watse verborgenhede en wat ook al, if I have not learned to love. Wow. So fam, it's just about, it's 8 o'clock, I'm going to give about 5 minutes, and then we have the couple here, they're going to somehow do the prayer requests for us. If you'd like us to mention yours specifically and specially, please, you can send us a WhatsApp to 064-119-6071. We'd appreciate that. It's just gone after 8 o'clock. So here's Martha Manizi, ek weet nooit hoe my fantasie nie, with what he's done for me, amazing love.
The love he has for me, I cannot explain. All I know is I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see, and I know we will do for you what he's done for me.
The coronavirus has had an impact on the services provided due to the lockdown, but our doors are still open to provide much-needed healthcare to the very sick in need of services. To ensure the safety of both the patients and staff, all visitations to patients has been restricted to comply with all regulatory requirements. The effects of non-trading businesses, job losses, salary cuts, and reductions has directly impacted each. Funding at each is now severely constrained due to limitation of donations from businesses and the general community. The current COVID-19 pandemic has placed additional burden on each as all fundraising events had to be cancelled. Each has now become totally dependent on donations. Please consider contributing a monthly donation as a friend of each into our Absa Bank account, branch number 632005. Account number 070-176-106 to enable the continued care that is provided by each. Donations are tax deductible. To ensure the validity of this request, you can contact each directly on joyce.each@gmail.com or telephone number 012-806-8215 and 063-127-8579.
For disinfecting and deep cleansing service, consisting of misting and fogging, our products are certified and registered. We disinfect and cleanse churches, schools, offices, shops, salons, restaurants, and private houses. You can email us at mishengineering.za@gmail.com or contact us on 081-513-8517. Mish Engineering.
You tuned in to Poort FM and this is the Gospel, and we still have our power couple in ministry here with us today, Pastor Dani, Pastor Jackie. Thank you so much, you know, for being here. And we're about to do our prayer requests. And I think you still have time. I think we can give it about 30 seconds or a minute or so. Yvette, we can have Pastor and them to, you know, just pray for him. Send him through to 064-119-6071.
So, family, yes, we can do that. What we will do, though, I would like to request, you know, since we are speaking about love and the month of love, kom ons bid teen die verkeerde uitdrukkings van liefde. Die verkeerde verstand van liefde. Want ek dink ons, veral ons meisies, gaan gebukkend onder 'n verkeerde interpretasie van liefde.
Yeah.
You know, we are jovial and we are jolly, but this is a serious issue. You know, love covers a multitude, the Bible says, of sins. But what we want to do is cover it with prayer. Nie onder die mat in vee nie. We want to cover it with prayer and the blood of Jesus Christ. So we're going to ask the pastoral couple to pray specifically for love in marriages, in relationships, parents and children, children and parents, siblings, community stakeholders. And jy weet, laat die liefde van die Here ons deel wees as 'n gemeenskap. En dat mense wat verwerp en verstoot is, die liefde deelagtig kan word ook, ja. I think that is, the world is in such a state right now. And you know, the coronavirus hasn't made it easy. Ons het regtig beginne net lewe vir onsself. Dit was survival mode. Survival mode does that. But we pray that God would also just, He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love. We like to focus on the power and the sound mind. He's given us a spirit of love. And that also would, and for all, look, we are, let's acknowledge, Pastor Dani acknowledged off air one of the things that you think he did wrong. And as a Christian, as a kerkhanger, we have to acknowledge we haven't always displayed the love of God towards the unbeliever.
Yes.
So, as ons net in die richting kan bid, probeer, en ek weet nie of jy enig iets wil noem daar.
Ja, ek het die so, ek het, jy weet, ons het een gekry op die lijn, en dit is vir een luisteraar, wat net wil sê, dankie vir die Here, want sy het daar toetse vir oggend gekry, en dit was negatief vir COVID. So, just a grateful heart there. And then also, you know, I just want to echo what Brother Jonathan has said, just, you know, pray for God to bind our families, our marriages together with that cord of love, and as well as the, you know, the community. And also, please, you know, which is also heavy on my heart, is for, you know, our pastors, our people who are doing full-time ministry, you know, their congregations and so forth, just to, you know, pray for them also, yeah.
Yes, yes. So, ek, voordat u bid, pastoor, I just got one as well on the official Poort line. It says, happy birthday to my mom. Please pray that God will continue to bless her with good health and His endless favor. This is just a birthday shout out to her, thanking her for what she means to me and my kids. We love her so much, and that's from our very own Nolene de G. So ons bid daar so vir haar moeder, wat verjaarsdag vandag vier. En ook een van onze collega's hier by die stasie, hy kom later in, Ralph de Brein. Happy birthday to you, my brother. En ons bid sommer vir jou ook, daar dat die guns en die goedheid van die Here jou sal volg, en dat die Here jou 'n gelykpad sal gee, soos wat jy hom erken in al jou weë. So ja, ons gee oor aan die gesalfdes.
Halleluja, kom ons bid net saam. Vader, baie dankie vir hierdie geleentheid. Dankie Here, dat ons vanoggend U naam kan aanroep, Here. Dankie dat ons kan weet, Niks maar niks kan die liefde van God oortref nie. Niks maar niks kan ons skei van die liefde van die Here nie.
Mm.
En vanoggend Here, as dit net 'n voorreg is ons op die woord kan kom staan en vir u kan vertrou om vir ons te kom doen dit wat ons nie self vir ons kan doen nie. Here, niks is vir u onmoontlik nie en ek wil bid vanoggend vir al ons in die commercialization van die liefde. Here, the love. Dat raak, dat is asof daar nie meer rechtig emotion aan dit attached nie, Here. Dat is een leefwoord. En ons besef, Here, wanneer ons met die Here loop, is het een action verb. En is een something that we need to do. We need to love it. En ek dank u, Here. Ek wil bid, Here, vir die wanpersepsies wat daar buiten kan bestaan, Here. Wanneer vooral ons jong mense wat onder invloede kom van mense wat nie hulle belange op die hart dra nie, Here, en tog vir hulle met welles en met allerhande verkeerde neigings vir hulle sê, ek is lief vir jou, ek wil bid, Here, dat hulle selfs alles hulle nie gelowig nie, Here, dat die gees van God vir hulle sal seën met 'n insig van wysheid, Here, en dat hulle spirit of die sinman sal het, Here, dat hulle sal deur die wolwe klere sal sien, Here, en dat hulle sal sien vir wat vir hulle sien vir wie hulle werklik is, Here. Ons dankie, Here, dat ons kan besef, Here, dat in ons gemeenskap, Here, is daar of in ons gemeenskappe, Here, in Suid-Afrika vir almost a year now, we have been at the mercy or at the influence of COVID and the circumstances that is not so good. Maar Here, ek wil vanoggend kom bid dat ons sal uit die mode, soos Brother Jonathan genoem het, uit die survival mode sal kom, waar ons self-centered was, of na ons eie belange moes omsien, Here, dat ons ook sal tyd vind, en spasie vind, vir ons naaste. Ons besef, Here, soms doen ons dinge uit die mag van gewoontheid, Here, en dat is dalk nie enige gevoelens daaraan geattached nie, maar ek wil bid, Here, dat ons altyd sal ons optrede sal meet, en sal conduct, that we will put it in line with God's love. En ek wil bid, Here, dat ons niks sal doen wat nie uit liefde uit gemotiveer is nie, en dat ons altyd vir u sal eerste stel. Ek wil bid, Here, dat u vir ons sal deerdra, die dame wat wie se COVID-toetse negatief uitgekom, baie dankie daarvoor, Here. Here, dat is net genade, dat is nie omdat ons spesiale mense is nie, en daardoor sê is nie dat mense wat wel positief toets, dalk nie by die Here is nie, wat ons net sê is, dat is genade op ons eie persoonlike lewens, en daarvoor sê is vir die dankie. En Here, selfs alles die dinge wat ons moet gebeur, dan vraag ons nog, Here, dat u genade oorvloedig oor ons sal wees, Here, en dat ons selfs deur dit, nie geloof, ons geloof in God sal verloor nie. Ek wil bid, Here, dat u dan verder sal kom. Ek bid vir Auntie Clara, wat vanoggend verjaar, Here, baie dankie vir haar lewe. Dankie, Here, dat u vir haar deurgedra. Dankie, Here, vir die invloed wat sy in haar huisgesin en in die breër gemeenskap het. Ek dankie, Here, dat u vir haar tot hier toe deurgedra het. En ek eer die Here dat u nog vele geseënde jare vir haar sal toevoeg. Dankie, Here, dat ons kan weet, selfs ook Ralph de Brein, Here. Dankie, Here, dat u nog 'n jaar by sy lewe gevoeg het, en ons eer die Here dat u wat die toekoms ken, vir hom net voorspoed en guns in sy lewe sal hê, Here. Dankie dat ons kan op u vertrou en dat ons kan weet, Here, dat u is daar vir ons. Ek eer die Here dat ons ook kan bid, Here, vir in ons gemeenskappe vir die verskillende bedienings, Here.
Yes,
die bedieners van die woord, Here. Die leiers, die pastore, die gemeenskapsleiers, die geloofsleiers. Ek wil bid, Here, saam met hulle gemeentes, Here. Ek wil bid die seën van die Here af oor elke bediening, en ek wil bid, Here, dat ons altyd sal strewe om die liefde van Christus uit te dra, Here. En wanneer ons in die gemeenskap uitstaan, Here, dat ons lig sal skyn, sodat God daardeur verheerlik word. Ek wil bid, Here, dat ons sal waak, Here, dat ons nie verkeerde opinies of verkeerde beelde sal uitstraal, Here, wat mense kan laat struikel en laat val nie, Here. Maar omdat ons, Here, ons besef, ons is mense en ons kan ook faal en foute maak, wil ek vra, Here, dat ons altyd u leiding sal vra in ons conduct at all times. In Jesus' name. En ek wil bid, Here, dat u sal seën deur hierdie dag, Here, in huwelike, dat die liefde 'n nuwe betekenis sal kry, Here, dat dit nie net iets sal wees wat ons maar net daar in die huis rond oor praat, en wanneer ons in die kerk is of waar ons ook al is, Here, dat dit nie maar net lippetaal sal wees nie, maar dat dit uit die hart uit sal kom, en dat ons in alles sal strewe om die liefde van Christus uit te draag. Word verheerlik, Here, skenk vir ons genade, sien hierdie span van the gospel, yes, en Poort FM as 'n geheel, Here, ek bid, Here, vir die dienswerk, yes, van hulle, Here, alle aktiwiteite, bid ek die seën van die Here oor af, en ek bid, Here, dat selfs in hulle werk, dat hulle ook altyd dit sal doen met die liefde van Christus. En ek eer die Here dat die gemeenskap van Easter is. En so en die wêreld daar buite, Here, want daar's nou limits op hierdie broadcast. Daar's nou limits op ons broadcast. So ver soos dit gaan, Here. Dat yes, ek die seën van die Here af en ek bid die Here dat mense se lewens positief beïnvloed sal word. Selfs hulle wat hopeloos voel, Here, dat hulle opnuut gevul sal wees met 'n hernieuwde ywer om die Here 'n kans in hulle lewens te gee. Seën ons elkeen, Here. Word verheerlik, vergewe ons van alle sonde en ongeregtigheid en dra vir ons deur. Ek bid dit in Jesus naam. Amen.
Amen.
Prys die Here. Pastor Jackie.
Ons Hemelse Vader, Here, ek dink spesifiek vir oggend aan hulle wat eensaam en verlate voel. Hulle wat voel dat niemand vir hulle lief is nie. Hulle wat verstoot voel vir oggend. Ek bid, Here, dat U opnuut in elke een se lewe sal kom beweeg, Here, en dat die een wat vanoggend so voel, Here, net U liefde in hierdie tyd sal ervaar, Here. Die U sagtheid sal ervaar, Here. Your preciousness, mighty God, that they will just feel it, that You will surround them with Your love and Your grace this morning. There's a chorus that we sing, the steadfast love of the Lord never cease. His mercies never ends. En vir oggend kan ons net vir U kom dankie sê, Here. Dankie vir die liefde. Ek kom bid vir oggend, Here, soos Dani ook gebid het vir ons huwelike. Ons weet, Here, dat Satan nie tevrede is as dit goed gaan in huwelike en met families nie. Dat hy daarop uit is om te verslind en te verstrooi, Here. Maar ons weet, Here, dat U gekom het sodat ons lewe en oorvloed van lewe kan hê. Ek kom bid, Here, dat U ons families opnuut sal kom bind met 'n band van liefde. Ek bid vir broederlike liefde tussen ons, Here, susterlike liefde. Liefde in ons gemeenskappe vir mekaar, Here. Dit sal uitkyk vir mekaar en mekaar op die hande dra. Ek bid, Here, vir liefde tussen ouers en kinders en kinders en hulle ouers, Here, dat ons as ouers opnuut na ons kinders sal kyk met liefde in ons oë, Here, en hulle na ons, Abba Vader. Want ouers bedoel net die beste vir hulle kinders. Ek kom bid vir oggend, liewe Here, dat ons elke dag sal leer van U liefde en dat ons nooit sal ophou om te leer van U liefde nie. Dat ons mekaar sal aansteek met U liefde. Seën ons in hierdie dag, Here, en bewaar U vir ons. Ek wil ook kom aansluit, Here, by die gebed vir Auntie Clara wat vandag verjaar.
Yes.
Dat die vir haar sal deerdra, Abba Vader, dat die vir haar goeie gesondheid sal skenk. En dat die hand van genade oor haar sal wees. Ook vir Ralph, Here, dat hy ook saam met hom sal wees.
Jesus,
dat hy hom sal seën in alles wat hy aanpak. Seën ons in Jesus naam. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Ja, prys die Here. Pastore, ons is baie, baie dankbaar weer eens dat hy die uitnodiging aanvaar het. En die salving wat nou heers hier in die plek is vir my baie, baie prachtig. Mag die Here U ryklik seën vanmôre. Ons bid dat die Here ook julle bediening sal seën en julle huwelik. You are indeed a power couple and we do appreciate you. Baie dankie vir die kragtige gebede en alles seën vorentoe. So I just love it. My brother had taken the initiative. Ons wil net met 'n klein geskenkie wil ons die liefde. We want to spread
the love. Yes.
So kudos from to my brother, Brother Byron, and on so behalf of the gospel
on
show.
On the gospel, yes.
So may the Lord God bless you. The gospel and Poort FM. This from our hearts to yours. Baie baie dankie.
We love you so much.
The love of God.
Yes, yes. It's an action. It's an action. And I must say, yeah, it's from the gospel, and we really do love you and appreciate you. It's something small, but it's putting that love into action. Well, you tuned into Poort FM. Your time has gone 8:22, and the love is being spread here in studio. And this is the award-winning show where you get motivated, inspired, and revived. You are tuned into Poort FM. Yo Kasi, yo Stasi.
So fam, don't forget, coming up, the triple play. Stay strong. Marcolina, ek hoop jy luister, hierdie een is vir jou.
It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit,
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived.
Good FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.